family home evening ideas. This issue contains articles and activities that could be used for family home evening. The following are some examples. Faith, Fairness, and Religious Freedom, page 26. Consider beginning family home evening by reading the statements by the Prophet Joseph Smith as quoted in the article, pages 29 through 30. What underlying principles do these statements illustrate? Ask family members to share their thoughts on what it means to be fair to all. You could then discuss ways your family can follow Elder Rasband's three suggestions for supporting and promoting fairness, pages 31 through 32. How can the Savior's example guide us in living these principles? Practice pure religion, page 52. You may want to begin by asking family members what they do when they want to feel the Holy Ghost in their lives and be closer to the Savior. Then have a family member read James chapter 1, verse 27, followed by John chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Point out Elder Clark's teaching that in the second scripture passage, Peter was really being instructed to practice pure religion, or to care for the people. Then invite family members to discuss the four key practices of pure religion identified in the article and how those practices can bless their lives. Close by singing, Because I Have Been Given Much, hymns number 219. Never too late to start. As longtime church members, we had heard of family home evening, but had never held one. One day my wife said, We have to hold family home evening so that we will have the Spirit of God in our home, and so that it will be a refuge of peace. After our first family home evening, we felt so good, we've never stopped. Our lessons have mostly consisted of reading the scriptures, especially the Book of Mormon and other church materials. One of my weaknesses is that I don't have a good memory and can't always explain all that we read. But the feeling that stays with me is one of great spiritual well-being. Rainer Beck, Rhineland, Palatinate, Germany. End of the section, Family Home Evening Ideas, read by Charlene Stewart.